You're listening to Donuts and Top Cow.
Two great tastes that taste better together.
Welcome to our 15th episode. Thank you for listening. We appreciate that. And we are Donuts and Top Cow. We get together, eat some pastries, eat some donuts, read some Top Cow books, and do a lot of talking. Today we have a special guest. We have Nick, who is a listener and pretty much our VIP right now, because Nick has brought us some pastries from the Rolling Pin Bake Shop in Fitchburg. And Josh just bit into a real messy raspberry croissant there, or raspberry something with some puff pastry or something.
Yeah, it's pretty tasty. I think there's tasty sugary pastry in my beard right now.
It's pretty good. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Westfield Comics. Westfield Comics has two locations in Madison, Wisconsin. Visit Josh at the East Side location.
It's a fresh fruit French cream envelope.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it tastes as pretty much as good as it takes as long to say.
Yeah, you know, if you need a lot of words to describe your pastry, you're doing really well. Westfield also has a West Side location, but you can do business with Westfield if you're not in Madison online at www.westfieldcomics.com. They have a load of long boxes of back issues in a secured storage location, so dial them up.
Guarded by ninjas.
Could be.
The improper plural of ninja.
So if there's a recent book that you've just missing a copy or two, get a hold of us at the store here, or go to westfieldcomics.com. You can also set up subscription service for to-your-door shipping services. We also want to thank Derek Coward and the Comic Book Noise family of podcasts. We are proud to be a member of the Comic Book Noise family. And also want to announce today that we are on Twitter as well. So last episode we talked about, maybe it was two episodes ago, we talked about our Facebook page. So go to our Facebook fan page. But if you want to follow us on Twitter and really just get the good Top Cow stuff and not all my goofy Disney World podcasts and some of the Masters of the Universe stuff that Josh will throw out, you can...
I don't know what's wrong with either of the... Well, I know what's wrong with Disney.
But, oh, come on.
But I don't mind the Disney tweets. It's more the company I have issues with, just like I have issues with Mattel, too, so...
So, you can't have everything, I guess. But in any case, if you really want to follow the Top Cow news, because you're Top Cow fans, you can follow our show pod, our show Twitter feed, and we are the @DTCpodcast on Twitter.
You could always follow Top Cow, too, which is just @TopCow.
Well, you probably get a little more accurate Top Cow news from them, and yeah. We'll retweet a lot of their stuff, too. So
definitely.
But we will give one thing that we'll do more of than Top Cow does is some serious donut and pastry tweets. And not that Top Cow doesn't, because they've been known to, but we'll definitely kick up the game a little.
Especially when they're in Seattle and they're like, oh, we're getting Top Pot. And I'm like, oh. I've never been to Seattle. I've never gotten to taste those. And then I get all angry. But I forgive Philip for that one.
So it's a rainy day here as we record, so that, I guess, puts us in a little rant mood. But I'm excited about Day.
I think it's nice and cozy when it rains, except for when I have to carry stuff to my car like I did this morning. But I'm over it because I carried that stuff to the car, so cozy.
Well, that's a good way to be. I'm not so sure he's over it. But I'm excited about Free Comic Day, which is coming up very soon. And we are going to have a table here at the East Side location of Westfield Comics in Madison, Wisconsin, off of Williamson Street. We're going to have a table. We're going to have some donuts to give away. We're going to have some special treats to give away. And we're going to really be pushing the Top Cow Free Comic Book Day comic.
Darkness 2. Bum, bum, bum.
So, and that's something we're really looking forward to, plus it also is a tie-in to the video game coming out, and that will be pretty fun to play as well.
Yeah, so we'll probably go over the Darkness Levels trade paperback here maybe next week.
Yeah, why don't we?
Yeah.
And that'd be a good warm-up to Free Comic Book Day, and we'll talk a little bit about that. And I'll tell you what we'll do is we will look at those and tell you what we think you need to know before you pick up your Darkness II free comic at your local retailer.
So we're going over previews this month. Wait, have we gone over everything else we need to go over?
Yeah, let's all right. Move on with the list.
Okay. So this is titles shipping beginning in July of 2011. And there's an Avengerline cover. Well, not cover, but sub-cover chapter listing for Image Comics. And actually, the first thing I want to mention is not a Top Cow comic. It is The Red Wing number 1, story by Jonathan Hickman. I'd like to point this out because friend and customer Rochelle Rosenberg is coloring this. So check it out. She's done some other stuff like the new Doctor Who miniseries from IDW, Fairy Tale, something or another, Captain Avenger Korvac Saga, the Namora Women of Marvel one-shot. She did Lady Robotica. She did Tyrese Gibson's Mayhem. Bunch of the Pixar stuff from Boom for a while there. She's good.
That's a good wide
Doctor
range.
Who, A Fairy Tale Life. Many thanks to Nick for going and grabbing that off the shelf for me so I could get the correct title.
So that's a good pick of the month that we recommend. And you can't go wrong with Jonathan Hickman's story. So,
yeah, I haven't read a lot of his stuff, but what I've read of his Fantastic Four, I've enjoyed. We flip the page. Mysterious Ways, number 1 of 6.
There's a number 1, and if you'll recall, we talked about Mysterious Ways, number 1, because it's available in the Top Cow First Look trade paperback that you can get for $5 at your local retailer or through Top Cow website direct. But Top Cow is doing a contest for Mysterious Ways. If you go to their website, you can get the full details. But what they want you to do is guess the end of the 6-issue miniseries. And the entry that comes closest to guessing how the miniseries is going to play out will win 1 free year of everything Top Cow releases, all of the monthly books that Top Cow puts out.
Does that include variant covers, too?
I don't know. Let's see. Well, it's specifically, Brian Rountree wrote, they'll receive every Top Cow comic released over the next 12 months absolutely free. I'm thinking you'll get one copy of each unique issue coming out, probably not the variants.
I was just wondering. I mean, it's not like it's going to be one of those, oh, I'm not going to enter because I'm not going to... Well, actually, I won't be entering to take away that chance from other people because I get a decent discount working for the company, but not the Top Cow company, right. Westfield Comics, that is. And I generally tend to not enter those contests because since I kind of get that benefit of working in the industry, I don't really like to take those chances away from people who have to pay cover price. But
well, that's pretty high integrity, and I like that. And I guess what I don't know if I can resist it myself, though, just because I love entering contests that require a little work.
Oh, yeah.
But I will pledge that if I enter, and if somehow for some crazy reason I end up winning, I will take the money I would have used to buy my Top Cow books and get all the backlog Top Cow trades I need to get.
Yeah,
so
see,
I'll make sure they still get the money I'd invest in.
I totally wouldn't have done that. Of course, I probably have a decent share of them already anyways. But though I will admit, back when they were doing the Artifacts Twitter contest for 13 days, I did enter that one day, and I won. But I've entered a few Twitter contests, actually, some not even realizing consciously that I was entering a contest. Like when they did the Reading with Pictures, did that trade, and they did a contest, and I actually just had a funny answer for the question they asked. I thought it was a little funny, but it was fun. Turned out I won something. I'm like, oh, cool. All right.
Pretty sweet. So we're telling you now, if you just brush off these contests, like, oh, well, I could never win. Yeah, enter anyway, because you never know what will happen. Somebody's got to win.
Yeah, and actually, some of that stuff I won for the Artifacts giveaway is the kind of stuff that, you know, I mean, if it's something I have already, that's when I end up giving it away for the random giveaways we do sometimes, which we'll talk about this month's giveaway a little later. But
yes, we will. And then there's a few days left, and this is kind of a related, it's not a podcast official giveaway, but it's kind of related. But Donnie Stewart III has his contest going on. You tell us your favorite donut, and you're entered to win a copy of the first printing of Echoes Number 1. And if you checked eBay lately, that's a pretty generous prize. So if you want to get in on that, there's still a few more days. We'll be taking entries until the day our next episode gets uploaded. So if you're hearing this and you're getting it pretty close to the end of April, then you've just got a few days. So I would go ahead and tweet out your favorite donut. And in fact, you can tweet it out to any of us that you're already following or to our new Twitter account of DTC Podcast. What else we got in the book, Josh?
Alrighty. Oh, I turned the page again. And actually, this is another non-Top Cow book, but I like the artwork. Evangeline Number 1. Not going to make any guarantees about how often it's going to ship or if, you know, we'll leave it at that. But I really like the artwork by Owen. We're going to go with Gianni. Kind of reminds me a little bit of Josh Howard. Vaguely. But I dig it.
Let's see. Any good girl art cover that comes by, I look and I go, oh, I'll bet Josh wants to talk about that one.
What can I say? hey, another book that, not Top Cow, but it's actually, everyone's laughing. But there's some cool looking stuff this month. And it's not like I'm going to read the description. Reaper Number 2 from Cliff Rathburn, who the first issue of that came out probably a good 6 or 7 years ago. But I mean, it was kind of a one-shot standalone book, as I assume this one will be also. But I figure I like Top Cow stuff, and I liked that, so maybe in the long run, people will like that too. I think that's fair. All right. There's a funny title of a graphic novel I'm not even going to say in the air. Ooh, The Darkness Compendium, Volume 2 Hardcover.
There you go.
It has story by Paul Jenkins, Ron Mars, Phil Hester, Frank Thierry, David Lapham, and Joshua Hale Fialkov. Art by Dale Keown, Michael Broussard, Wells Portacio, Jorge Lucas, and Brian Denham. All under a cover by Michael Broussard. 1,280 pages, full color, standard size, for the low price of $99.99. Or pay an extra $50, get the limited signed numbered edition.
Wow, I love these compendiums, but boy, it's like my once a year, which one am I going to buy this year? And I'm tempted now. What issue does this one go up to?
This collects The Darkness Volume 2, number 1 through 24, The Darkness Volume 3, 1 through 10, and then The Darkness Volume 1, 75 through 89.
See, basically, I just started buying Darkness at number 90 on the monthly, so I don't know how I'm going to resist that one.
Yeah, it's pretty much, I mean, it's a huge book. Can't wait till the soft cover comes out. It'll probably be, I would guess, $40 cheaper.
Would they put out a soft cover 1,200-page book?
They've done it. Well, I don't know how long the other compendiums were, but there are already two Witchblades and a Darkness one, and they've done both of those in hardcover and soft cover.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I haven't thought about that.
I mean, I'm going to get the hardcover.
Yeah, it's on my radar.
But I get the feeling it will sell better as a soft cover, but I'm not going to complain either way. I like that it's available.
Yeah, man.
Alrighty. Oh, there's a Strange Girl omnibus this month, too. Take a peek at that. Witchblade Redemption, Volume 3, trade paperback. This collects issues 142 through 145, including the oversized 15th anniversary issue 144. Most of this material hasn't shipped yet. So this might, unless the Stjepan Sejic issues come out pretty quick, I would guess this might be a little later than July 13th.
It may be, and then you can also, you know, I wonder how this might affect your buying decision to think, well, there's a few issues in here that haven't shipped, so maybe I'll just do a wait for the trade on this and, you know, pre-order it instead of having the Witchblade floppies in my pull bag?
Always a possibility, but my guess would be, I mean, there are some people that maybe will read single issues because they just, it comes out, they buy them, kind of like you, but there are some people that, you know, they buy the single issues because they collect single issues.
Yeah.
And then there are guys like me that are like, I don't want to deal with single issues. I don't want to store ads. Bags and boards take up room. Just let me get a trade. Let me read something.
Well, get on our Facebook page and let us know how you like to read your Witchblade.
Tell me how wrong I'm not.
There you go.
Ooh, artifacts number 11 of 13. I'm going to totally read the description for this one.
Oh, please do.
Story by Ron Mars, art by Jeremy Hahn and Sonny Go. Jeremy Hahn and John Tyler Christopher covers. Darkest Before the Dawn. With allies captured and wounded, Sarah Pizzini and Jackie Estacado must travel deep into the survivors' complex to rescue their daughter, Hope. With their forces decimated, what will the two artifact bearers be able to accomplish against overwhelming odds? And with every other moment in the narrative anticipated by the survivor, will the rest of the story play out according to his plans? Bum, bum, bum.
Rolling on, it's heating up.
Yeah, it's, there's going to be a throwdown.
And, it, you know, the descriptions are pretty well written. They're slightly spoilery, so you can kind of see the direction things are going, but you it still makes you want to, you know, grab them and get there yourself.
Well, a lot of the story's been about, I mean, it's been about Sarah and Jackie getting Hope. I don't think anyone really thought, oh, Jackie's going to be kicked out of the story by the third story arc. So it's not really a,
right.
Oh, no, they're going, well, yeah, they're going to get them together. Maybe there were some sacrifices made along the way, you know? Yeah, we're going to leave Magdalena here to fight these guys, hold them off while we go do something else. Last Mortal, number 3 of 4. Story by John Mahoney and Philip Sablik, and art and cover by Thomas Nashlik.
I am so ready for number 2 to come out, and I know that number 1's just coming out, but I read it in this Top Cow trade, and I'm ready for the rest of the story.
I'm looking forward to it also. Probably not quite as much as you. That's not to say I'm not looking forward to it. But we better read the description here real quick. Regicide, Part 3. What classic noir revenge tale would be complete without a femme fatale? When a mysterious woman saves Alec King and offers to get him out of his current predicament, will Alec's past collide violently with his present? Or will his need to avenge Brian's death overcome his normal need for self-preservation? Yeah, see, they had me at femme fatale, so I'm a lot more excited for this book already. I'm not going to lie.
He knows how to grab you.
Give me a lady kicking ass, and I'm there, usually. Ooh, I think we might have missed this last month, and by we, I mean me. Netherworld, number 4 of 5,
oh,
by
yeah.
Brian Edward Hill and Rob Levin, and art by Tony Shastin and J.D. Mettler. There will come a moment when Ray wishes he'd never met Alexis or the men in white, nor that he'd ever looked into the innocent eyes of Madeline. But most certainly, he'll wish that he'd never crossed Cyrus Kane. That moment is now. I think there's parts there where there's periods that should be commas. It kind of threw me off a little bit when I was reading it.
I thought you did that for dramatic effect.
No, I mean, I would have paused, but not quite so much. But I haven't read these yet, so.
Yeah, I'm kind of waiting to. I'm going to read them all at once, sitting down together, or get it in a trade, one of those two. I'm going to.
Oh, I was talking more of the actual solicitation copy.
Oh, there you go.
Ooh, not a Top Cow book, but Shinku number 2, which I would just like to point out, there's a pretty great interview with Ron on westfieldcomics.com/blog, B-L-O-G, for those of you that still don't know how to spell that. Yeah, I'm sure we'll include a link to that just because I like that interview and why not? And to wrap everything up, the solicitation for Witchblade, number 149. Tiamat, part 3. Despite her most valiant efforts, Sarah Pizzini succumbs to the mythic power of the Babylonian god queen Tiamat. With the balance out of the way, will Tiamat remake New York in her serpentine image? Oh, also available, Witchblade 144 Top Cow Store exclusive wraparound variant cover by Stjepan Sage. Looks like we have, because that's the retelling of the origin. So we got Kenneth Irons, Ian Nottingham, and Sarah Pizzini in a pretty white dress. Looks a little sepia toned, though, because they're sepia toning.
So, not a bad month. There's a few books and a couple of nice collections. And we hope that you pre-order or request in advance your Top Cow books, because we don't want you to miss it if you get to your store and they happen to be sold out or they didn't order enough for you.
And it really, really does make your retailer's job easier, because I know I've probably said this before, but in my case, our sales are pretty low on some things, and they have a really good habit of getting damaged because of the way the books are packed. And you know, if we know, oh hey, you're gonna buy this book anyways, you let us know, then you know, makes it easier to order a couple extra copies, and hopefully if there are damages, it's those extra copies, so we can still fulfill the people that committed to buying something.
And that's a pretty good piece of information that I'm not sure everybody understands, is you do have pretty strong quality control running a retail store. So I hear every week or so you're saying, oh, I've got that in, but it's damaged, so I got to send it back.
Yeah, I try and be picky, partially because, I mean, it's not my money. You know, I'm not the one buying the book as the end consumer, but at the same time, it's not my store, so I can't as easily go, oh, that's damaged, I'll give you a discount on it. I don't always know which people are okay with what books being damaged. So I like to make sure generally, you know, we got the, as best as I can do, you know, best condition books we can. Because some people are okay with, you know, scuffed up stuff. Some people get irate about it. And like I said, not my money. And we also buy all this stuff non-returnable, unlike bookstores, for the most part. You know, I mean, you go there, rack of beat-up comics, they can usually end up returning those, and they just get credit for them. We buy stuff non-returnable, so we over-order something, we are pooched. But, you know, you let us know ahead of time, oh, I'm really looking forward to this. At least it helps us go, oh, you know, might not buy it, but there's a really good chance that, yeah, help us gauge interest. I'm totally babbling now about
that's why we're going to go into
stuff.
That is interesting and something that I'm just a fan and a consumer, so I don't necessarily understand how this works. But I do want to open it up a little bit to our special VIP guest. Nick is here, and he brought pastries. So just wanted to bring him in and thank him for coming in and thank him for listening and maybe get a couple words of how'd you start reading Top Cow, and what are you liking that Top Cow's putting out now, and or, you know, what are you not liking that Top Cow's putting out now?
Well, anything and everything I picked up is from Josh recommending over years and years of wearing me down, and the podcast bringing me in because I just did a long road trip, so I was listening to episode back to back to back to back. Yeah, with everything with Artifacts.
We keep you awake, or?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Now, what I like and don't like, well, Josh warned me that first trade with Ron Mars, Witchblade, was kind of, you know, it's okay, mm-hmm. but he said keep on, so I think I bought the first two pretty close back to back, and he was definitely right with the second one. Nah, I don't want to say amping up, but just being a little better with characters and more with whatever direction he was going to go with, is going with.
Yeah.
Get a little cool. So.
Yeah, that's. I agree with you, because it really gets a stride after that third and fourth trade, and then you're hooked, basically. So, now, are you buying the periodicals, or are you waiting for trade, doing mostly trades? Or
yeah, all trades right now.
Including Artifacts? You read Artifact 1, or
no,
did you
read
that?
Because I was going to just wait. I'm only up to the third Witchblade trade and the second Darkness with Phil Hester. And so I was just going to buy like each volume concurrently, like every week or two, and then until I'm caught up, because I know Witchblade has a while before I'm caught up. What, like 8, 9 volumes?
Yeah, there's 9, then you get into the Redemption volumes, so...
Yeah, and then there's the Broken Trinity, and then all right. that. So I know Artifacts is still pretty current, so maybe by summer.
That's a good way to go. I recommend it. That's a smart way to go, because I think that Artifacts... Artifacts means more to me because of having read through everything you just listed out, so
yeah.
It's been pretty good.
Yeah, and listening to you guys talk about Artifacts, I'm like, I have no idea who half these characters are, because I'm so far behind. But
so now when you do listen about to an Artifacts episode, and you know, you will know some of them, but there are a lot that you haven't been familiar with. Is it easy to follow how we talk through things, or is it confusing?
Sure, I mean, enough, just because of I'm familiar very much on the outside with the Top Cow universe, so you'll talk about somebody, and if they had their own comic, like Aphrodite and all that, I have just a very vague idea. It's like, okay, or was it Tom Judge?
Yeah.
Like, had his own series. I knew of it, but I know nothing about it. So I'm not really being ruined to anything, because it's more like you enjoy baseball, but you don't watch it or something.
Yeah, okay.
Like the night analogy is.
Makes sense.
So yeah, I'm digging it. I'll keep buying it. Thanks, Josh. You get an extra 20, 30 bucks out of me every couple weeks.
That's good. Well, thanks again for coming. I know it's it's early, it's a midweek, and we're grateful to have you come by. And thanks for listening. Hope you stick with it. And give us feedback if there's anything you want to do. And you can come by any time, because you've already made a great impression with the Rolling Pin Bake Shop. So we're grateful for that. And as we kind of mentioned before, we're going to have a contest for the month of May.
Oh, yeah.
And this one is going to be pretty much Twitter-based. So you can't enter this contest through the email, but you can email us at dtcpodcast@gmail.com. And you can interact with us on the Facebook page. But for this contest, we're going to do a special goodie package that's going to include some Top Cow items, a signed item, and kind of a little donut gift in there as well. So,
ooh,
pretty nice goodie pack. And what you need to do is just follow us on Twitter, and that's follow the podcast, the brand new podcast ID on Twitter.
At DTC Podcast.
So follow us and get some info, interact with us, talk back. We'll talk back pretty quick. And you know, we're basically typical nose to the grindstone US workers, which means that we're always on our iPhones or Blackberries or whatever. So you can probably get a hold of us in some way or another.
Yeah, when I don't have a bulging battery in my Blackberry and it doesn't die after like 3 hours.
Yeah, well, we can do a whole podcast on how the BlackBerry behaves, but I don't know. We might have to put the explicit tag on it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
definitely.
We had our editorial moment for the show. Thank you for listening. Have a great week.
Good journey.